fundamental distributed Gaussian particle filtering using likelihood consensus, and it's a joint work with Andres Luciak, Franz Halavac, Petar Djuric, and Markus Rupp. So first let me summarize the contribution of this paper. We proposed a distributed implementation of the Gaussian particle filter that was originally introduced in a centralized form in the paper of Koteha and Djuric in 2003. So in this paper, we proposed a distributed implementation, and in this implementation, each sensor computes a global estimate based on the joint or all sensors likelihood function. And the joint likelihood function, or its approximation, is obtained at each sensor in a distributed way using the likelihood consensus scheme, which we proposed in our previous paper in 2010 at the ASILOMAR conference. Here we also use a second stage of consensus algorithms to reduce the complexity of the distributed Gaussian particle filter. So here is a brief comparison with some other consensus-based distributed particle filters. So in this paper, in Far Ahmad 2010, they use no approximations, and so the estimation performance can be better, but on the other hand, the communication requirements can be much higher than it's in our case. And in GU 2008, they use only local likelihood functions, and in contrast to that, we use the joint likelihood function at each sensor, and so the estimation performance of our method is better. Okay, so let's start with some overview of distributed estimation in wireless sensor networks. So what we consider is a wireless sensor network that's composed of capital K sensor nodes that jointly estimate a time-varying state xn. And each of the sensors, indexed by small k, obtains a measurement vector, z. And an example is a localization and or tracking based on the sound emitted by a moving target or vehicle. And the goals that we would like to achieve are the following. So each sensor node should obtain a global state estimate, x hat, based on measurements of all other sensors in the network. And this might be important, for example, in sensor actuator or robotic networks. And we would like to use only local processing, short distance communications with neighbors, and also no fusion sensors should be used and no routing of measurements throughout the network. Okay, we also wish to perform sequential estimation of the time-varying state, xn, from the current and the past measurements of all sensors in the sensor network. And so we consider nonlinear, non-Gaussian state space model, but with independent additive Gaussian measurement noises. And such a system is described by the state transition PDF and the joint likelihood function, or JLF, where Zn is the collection of measurements from all sensors. And, well, in this case, optimal Bayesian estimation amounts to calculation of the posterior PDF here. And sequential estimation is enabled by this recursive posterior update, where we turn the previous posterior into the current one using the state transition PDF and the joint likelihood function. And joint likelihood function is important if you want to obtain global results based on the all sensors measurements. Okay, so now let's have a look at the distributed Gaussian particle filter. So it's well known that for nonlinear non-Gaussian systems, the optimal Bayesian estimation is typically infeasible, and a computational feasible approximation is provided by particle filtering or, well, sequential Monte Carlo approach. And an example of one of the many particle filters is the Gaussian particle filter proposed in this paper, where the posterior is approximated by a Gaussian PDF, and the mean and covariance of this Gaussian approximation are obtained from a set of weighted samples or particles. And what we propose is a distributed implementation of the Gaussian particle filter, where each sensor uses local Gaussian particle filter to sequentially track the mean and covariance of a local Gaussian approximation, but to the global posterior. And in this case, the measurement update And each sensor uses the global joint likelihood function, and which ensures that global estimates are obtained at each sensor. And the JLF is provided to each sensor in a distributed way using the likelihood consensus scheme that we proposed in this paper. And some advantages are that the consensus algorithms employed by the likelihood consensus require only local communications and operate without routing protocols. And also no measurements or particles need to be exchanged between the sensors. I'll show some steps that each sensor performs, so the steps of a local Gaussian particle filter. So first of all, at time n, each sensor obtains a Gaussian approximation to the previous global posterior. Then it draws particles from this Gaussian approximation, and it propagates them through the state space model. So basically, it samples new predicted particles from the state transition PDF. Then we need to calculate the joint likelihood function at each sensor, and to do this we use the likelihood consensus, and this step will require communication between the neighboring sensors. And afterwards, each sensor can update the particle weights using the obtained joint likelihood function. So this is how it's done. So basically, we then evaluate the joint likelihood functions at the joint likelihood function at the predicted particles. So that's why we need the joint likelihood function at each sensor as a function of the state x and for pointwise evaluation. And once we have the particles and the weights, we can calculate again the mean and covariance of the Gaussian approximation to the global posterior, and the state estimate is basically equal to this calculated mean here. So now let's have a look at how the likelihood consensus scheme operates. So in this paper we consider the following measurement model. We have here a measurement function hnk of xn, which is in general nonlinear. It's a function of the sensor index, and it depends on the sensor and possibly also on time. And v is additive Gaussian measurement noise, which is assumed to be independent from sensor to sensor. And due to this, we obtain the joint likelihood function as a product of local likelihood functions. And therefore, in the exponent of the joint likelihood, we have a sum over all sensors. So this is this expression Sn written here. And for purposes of statistical inference, this Sn expression completely describes the joint likelihood function. So we'll focus on a distributed calculation of Sn. And it will be necessary to obtain this as a function of the state Xn. And Cn is just a collection of measurements from all sensors, and it's observed and hence fixed. Well, direct calculation of Sn would require that each sensor knows the measurements and also measurement functions of all other sensors in the network. But initially, we assume that each sensor only has its local information, so we would need to somehow route this local information from each sensor to every other sensor, but that's what we would like to avoid, so we choose another approach. We suitably approximate Sn by suitably approximating the sensor measurement functions locally, and we do the approximation in such a way that we can use then consensus algorithms to compute Sn. So here we use a polynomial approximation of the sensor measurement function. So h tilde is the polynomial approximation. This function here, pr of xn, basically these are the monomials of the polynomial, but in principle we could use other basis functions to obtain some more general approximation. And the coefficients alpha of this approximation, we calculate them using least squares polynomial fitting, and as the data points for this least squares fit, we use the predicted particles of the particle filter. And it's important to note that the approximation, so basically the alpha coefficients of the approximation, they are obtained locally at each sensor, so we don't need to communicate anything to do this. Now, if we substitute the polynomial approximation h tilde for h in this s expression, we obtain an approximate s tilde. Since h tildes are polynomials, basically under this sum over all sensors, we obtain also a polynomial, but of twice the degree. So when we rewrite this, we see here the polynomial. The new coefficients, the beta coefficients, they contain for each sensor all local information. So it's measurement as well as the alpha coefficients of the approximation of its local measurement function. What's important is that the coefficients are independent of the state xn, and the only way how the state enters into this expression is through these monomials or some general basis functions. And now if we exchange the order of summation here, so we get a polynomial which has coefficients t, and these coefficients here, they're obtained as a sum over all sensors. And therefore, these coefficients, they contain information from the entire network. So we could view them as a sufficient statistic that fully describes this S tilde, and in turn also the approximate joint likelihood function. So we see this is the approximate joint likelihood. If each sensor knows this coefficient t, then it can evaluate the joint likelihood function for more or less for any value of the state xn. So since these coefficients are obtained, as I already said, as a summation over all sensors, they can be computed using a distributed consensus algorithm at each sensor. So this is basically how it operates. Each sensor computes locally coefficients beta from the locally available data, and then the sum over all sensors is computed in a distributed way using consensus. And it requires only transmission of some partial sums to the neighbors. So we don't need to transmit measurements or particles. The communication load will therefore be much, much lower. Okay, I'll just briefly mention a reduced complexity version of the distributed Gaussian particle filter. So in this reduced complexity version, each of the k sensors or k local Gaussian particle filters uses a reduced number of particles, j prime. So we reduce the number of particles by a factor equal to the number of sensors, and we calculate a partial mean and a partial covariance of the global posterior, but also using the joint likelihood function obtained using the likelihood consensus. And afterwards, these partial means and covariances can be combined by means of a second stage of consensus algorithms. And if the second stage uses sufficient number of iterations, then the estimation performance of the reduced complexity version will be effectively equal to that of the original one. So we reduced the computational complexity, but of course we introduced some new communications, so it comes at the cost of some increase in communications. Okay, now I'll show you a target tracking example and some simulation results. So in this example, the state represents the 2D position and the 2D velocity of the target, and it evolves according to this state transition equation. And we consider, or we simulate, a network of randomly deployed acoustic amplitude sensors that sound the sound that sense the sound emitted by the target. And the measurement model is the following. So the sensor measurement function is basically given here. So we have the amplitude of the source divided by the distance between the target and the sensor. And in principle, the sensor positions can be time varying, so we could apply this method also to dynamic sensor networks. This is the setting, so we deployed the sensors in a field of dimension 200 by 200 meters, and it consists of 25 acoustic amplitude sensors. And the proposed distributed Gaussian particle filter and its reduced complexity version are compared with a centralized Gaussian particle filter. We used 1,000 particles, and to approximate the measurement function, we use a polynomial of degree 2, which leads to 14 consensus algorithms that need to be executed in parallel. So basically, in one iteration of likelihood consensus, you need to transmit 14 real numbers. And we compare likelihood consensus that uses 8 iterations of consensus with a case where we calculate the sums exactly, so that could be viewed as an asymptotic case, so infinite number of consensus iterations, more or less. Okay, here just as an illustration, we see that the green line is the true target trajectory, and the red one is the tracked one. And it's just a result obtained from one of these sensors. But in principle, all sensors obtain the same result. Okay, here is the root mean square error performance versus time. The black line is the centralized case, and as expected, it's the best one. Now, if you look at the distributed case, the exact sum calculation, that's the red line. There is a slight performance degradation, and of course, if you only use 8 iterations of consensus, you get the blue line, which has slightly worse performance again. But even if you compare the blue and red to the black ones, so to the centralized case, the performance degradation is not so large. Here, it's average RMSE, which we averaged also over the time n versus measurement noise variance. So yeah, as the noise variance rises, also the error rises, but more or less the comparison between the three methods is the same as on the first figure. Here, it's the dependence of the estimation error on the number of consensus iterations, and yeah, of course, as the number of iterations increases, the performance gets better. But what's interesting is when we compare the solid blue curve with the solid red one, so the distributed Gaussian particle filter and its reduced complexity version, for lower number of iterations here, the reduced complexity version has a slightly better performance, and this we could explain more or less that such a way that the second stage of consensus algorithms helps to diffuse further the local information throughout the network. Okay, so let's conclude. We proposed a distributed Gaussian particle filtering scheme that in which each sensor runs a local Gaussian particle filter that computes a global state estimate that reflects the measurements of all sensors. And to do this, we update the particle weights at each sensor using the joint likelihood function, which we obtained in a distributed way via likelihood consensus. And the nice thing about likelihood consensus is that it requires only local communications of some sufficient statistics, so no measurements or particles need to be communicated, and it's also suitable for dynamic sensor networks. And we also propose a reduced complexity variant of the distributed Gaussian particle filter. And the simulation results indicate that the performance is good even in comparison with a centralized Gaussian particle filter. Okay, so that concludes my talk. Thanks.
Whether the choice of the number of polynomials you use for the approximation is insensitive to K, to the variation. You take a static R, capital R, the number of polynomials, right?
Yeah, that's the order of the polynomial.
Yeah, I understand that. And whether this approximation is good for all K.
You mean all sensors?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, in this application, we use the same type of measurement function at each sensor, so that's why we used also the same approximation for all sensors. But I mean, in principle, you could have different measurement functions at different sensors, and then you would need to use different order of polynomials, and yeah.
Any other questions? Yes?
How do you guarantee, after the end of your consensus iterations, that all the nodes are converging to the same global likelihood function, the same numerical value of the global likelihood function?
I mean, you can only guarantee it by using
a finite number of iterations.
I think you cannot guarantee this. I mean, it depends on the size of your network, and the bigger the network, the more iterations you need. I mean, so.
So does that mean that your different nodes have different weights then? Numerical values?
Yes. There are slight differences. I mean, dependent on the number of iterations. I mean, you can.
And then you are resampling according to those different weights? Or no set of particles?
No, actually, in the Gaussian particle filter, you don't need any resampling because you construct the Gaussian posterior and then you sample the new. But yes, I mean, if you have insufficient number of iterations, then because each of the nodes operates separately, so it will. Each of the nodes has its own set of particles and its own set of weights, and there will be slight differences.
Yeah, the reason why I'm asking is, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it's because the derivation you have assumes that the xn is not dependent on the node's label R.
Yes.
That's why you could take the xn out of that sum.
Yes.
If you have different sets of particles at each of the nodes.
Yes.
Then that derivation is no longer valid, right?
No, it's not the case. It's just what you obtain.
So
So maybe let me suggest, maybe you can pursue this discussion afterwards.
Yeah, okay.
Because, okay, so that we stay on time. Is the third speaker here?